Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're into the third hour of this Friday, June 3rd, 2005 edition. Masses of news coming up that I shall cover in detail. But I've done a pretty good job about taking calls today, but not as good as I'd like to. I am now giving each caller about a minute and a half. I'm moving fast through your calls. You hear a caller, hang up. It's your chance to call in. 1-800-259-9231. Here are the coordinates. 1-800-259-9231. David in Arizona. Welcome, sir.
Oh, good morning, Alan.
Hello.
Hello. I wanted to tell you, I used to live in Austin. I used to live in Hyde Park on Avenue G. I used to fly out of Robert Mueller Airport, so I know the town very well.
Okay.
The issue that I wanted to bring up is the chemtrails. I have read everything I can find on the chemtrails, and I wanted to hear your opinion on what you think they're doing, because every day I see these chemtrails crisscross like tic-tac-toe all across the sky. What do you think they're doing with the chemtrails?
Well, there's a bunch of different government programs, admitted programs, to aerosolize and manipulate the weather, to manipulate crops, all sorts of thousands of biological, chemical, radiological tests on us. That's all admitted. And that was back, you know, from the 50s to the 70s. Now, everything, they just keep it classified, though they have had some publicly announced stuff in Oklahoma and all over the country, White Rock, New Mexico, many, many other areas. But that is a big subject. One thing they're doing is they spray out a key aluminum dioxide and other chemicals and metals. And then with these antennas that they claim are weather antennas, but experts have looked at them, they're identical to HARP systems. They admit to manipulate the atmosphere and weather patterns. I mean, I'm sure you heard for the 50th year of, or 60th year of, you know, the defeat of Hitler or whatever in Russia, they cleared the skies for the event. That was just limited cloud seeding with the Russian Air Force. They use it to ionize the atmosphere, but they've got to have this barium salt or this aluminum there to be able to do this residence, because you've got HARP above it up in the higher atmosphere, and then you've got these antennas energizing it from below. And and so that's one thing they're doing, and then they're also doing, there's a bunch of different programs. Well, the problem is kooks and idiots will point at any condensation trail and go, look, chemtrails! But it's gone in 2 minutes. No, a chemtrail is something on a hot sunny day at 4,000 feet that's there for 5 hours.
Yeah,
and
right,
expands. And I never saw that till 7 years ago, and it gets worse and worse every year, and a jet will be right next to it not leaving a trail, and then some unmarked military plane will be leaving some gigantic, you know, just huge trails. And, I mean, literally, it'll be there 5 hours later. It is massive what's going on.
Yes, sir, it is. And you know, I'm my feeling is that they're trying to poison our bodies with heavy metals so that when they decide to release biological weapons, our bodies will not be able to resist it. Now, I've read some information on this on the Internet. I'm familiar with Jeff Rentz and the work that he's done on studying the chemtrail problem. And my feeling is that it has to do with biological immunity so that we will not be able to resist.
Well, sir, what I'm telling
you is... The globalists want to kill us. The globalists want to kill off all the people they can. They're trying to put heavy metals in our lungs,
David,
so that we will...
David, again, we know those programs exist. I'm saying there's multiple programs.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, there's multiple programs. Thanks for the call. And see, I said I'd spend a minute with each caller. I just spent 5 minutes, but it was a great call. Thank you, David. Called him Dan. Look, we're going to do some shows on chemtrails. This is a very important issue, and I've done probably 30 shows over the years, but that's not enough. And it is a very serious, extremely serious issue, and it needs to be dealt with. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
Hey! Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Finally, for millions of Americans at risk with high cholesterol, there's Liquid Quell. Doctor-recommended, safe, effective, affordable cholesterol control available now at major wholesale clubs everywhere without a prescription. Here's Dr. Sherry Rainwater, MD.
I recommend Quell to my patients because it's been shown to be effective and safe in reducing cholesterol.
Quell is an easy way to improve your cholesterol profile without serious side effects in as little as 6 months, guaranteed. And Quell is safe for diabetics, gluten-free, and safe to take with prescriptions. Here's Cheryl G. in California.
Quell lowered my cholesterol significantly in 30 days, something I couldn't do with diet and exercise in 2 to 3 years.
Gentle, fast-acting Liquid Quell is available at major wholesale clubs nationwide and online at QuellDirect.com. Quell your cholesterol today, risk-free and guaranteed. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Quell is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Individual results may vary.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Rocketing through your calls on Open Line Friday, every imaginable issue being brought up, almost all of them very important. Let's talk to David in Texas up next. Go ahead, David. Welcome.
Hi. How you doing, Alex?
Pretty good, sir.
I actually wanted to just bring something up to you, what I think would be a big step and like a solution toward all of this. And, I mean, I've heard it mentioned before on the show and everything like that. But, and I'm not joking at all when I say this, what's the deal with Alex Jones for president?
Oh, man, please. It'll never happen.
Really?
Number one, I mean, sir, I'm not old enough to run for president. You know that?
Really?
You have to be 35 years old.
So when you get there, you're not going to go for it?
No, I'm never going to run for president. A lot of people do it as a stunt. There's so many people who aren't serious. They just do it to be egomaniacs.
Yeah.
And, sir, I want to be completely serious with you. That process is totally controlled. And believe me, I don't want to be your leader. This is not about the ego of Alex Jones. I mean, I'll talk about the success we're having, which is good news to the troops, and people get mad at that saying it's ego. When I talk about the success we're having, no, but it's not about Alex Jones. How about down the road, how about David for Secretary of State, okay? I mean, it's not about me, sir. It's about the information. It's about fighting the globalists.
But is it really, I mean, has nothing to do with as far as who's in office and who's making the calls and everything like that, huh?
Well, so much, you know, we have like 60% turnout or 58% turnout to be exact for the last presidential election, but then we get 5, 10% turnout in local elections where we can still have an effect. The federal government's supposed to be very small and coin the money, protect the borders, and defend the nation. That's it. Instead, they're busy running our lives. So we need to take over the local government so they can't. I mean, look, Bush passes a new freedom to forcibly psychologically test and forcibly drug. We're beating it all over the country at the state level. You see, I mean, that's the kind of stuff we got to do. Thanks for the call, sir. And I appreciate your kind words, but seriously, I'll never run for president. Leslie in Virginia. Leslie, go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call, Alex.
You
I was just listening to the Chris clip, and I found it interesting. First of all, I want to congratulate you because you've got these globalist minions coming out of the woodwork. It was very clear he lacked any objectivity. His objection was for one thing, and that was to discredit you at all costs. He went to space aliens. He said he reviewed your films through the channels. He didn't understand. You had to convince him. They were all the buzzwords. I was surprised that you did not ask him what he did for a living.
Well, I did imply that he was a bootlicker.
I know, but you didn't go after him. I mean, you went after the facts, and I applaud you for that. And he had no response. Each time, no response.
Yeah, well, see, I'm not really concerned about personal attacks.
I understand.
I really just wanted to try to wake the guy up.
I know. But, see, Alex, the guy had an agenda, and it was very clear. You know, it'd be nice if he would call back and, you know, let your listeners know more about him, because it felt like...
You know what I think? I think he's a good guy who thinks the rest of the world lives inside his brain, and what he thinks is the way everybody else thinks. I think he's very naive, baby.
No, I didn't find him naive. I found him very manipulative. That is my take on Chris.
Well, I mean, I thought it was a ham-fisted attempt at that. I mean,
I know that, you know, it's a low-level guy, but the whole point being is I did not find any objectivity on his behalf, and you have a higher opinion of Chris than I do.
Well, thanks for the call, Leslie. I appreciate that. Look, you got people who are jaded, who don't care. They go, yeah, it's all corrupt, so what? They're the biggest problem. Then you got well-meaning people. I keep calling him Mike, but it was Chris. I think he's well-meaning, just a useful idiot who cannot believe this. It's just, it would rock his world just too much. He just can't deal with it. You know, he's a Dudley Do-Right. He's foolish. He's very ignorant and what's the proper term? Innocent. Okay, he hasn't been around the block, you could say. And at the same time, there are globalists who are just plainly evil and love power and control and love domination and know what's going on, and people that know that the globalists are evil and decide to join it consciously. Those are very evil people. And then you've got those of us that fight it, that hate tyranny, that love liberty, that see threats when they're coming down the road and stand up against it. And I think a lot of it's just our upbringing and also genetics and just who we are and what we are. You know, the type of people that never liked bullies, the type of people that liked busting up bullies, you know, that's the type of individuals that patriots are. We don't like punks and thugs and people that want to shove others around. We like to put them in their place. And so let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Mary Jane. Mary Jane, where are you calling me from?
I'm calling from Michigan, the Upper Peninsula.
Welcome.
Hi, and you were talking about chemtrails a while ago. Well, we have them up here, too, for several years. And I called the sheriff's office once, and they just said it's a military maneuver. But what is it? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, before, condensation ice crystals only lasted a few minutes, and now they're there for 5 hours. I don't know.
And then they're there all day. They spread out and cover the whole sky. But what I'm really calling about is this retinal scanning that's supposed to come in for ID.
Yeah, retina scan, thumb scans, chips in the ID cards for all citizens but not illegal aliens.
Well, in a small town up here, they're having an eye screening clinic for children ages 1 to 5, and they'll take a photo of the eye, and send it in to some company that will analyze it. And I'm afraid that that's a retinal scan that will.
Oh, of course it is. No, I mean, they've got the Masons go around to help the children, get them digitally thumbprinted and retina scanned, and health clubs, tanning salons, grocery stores, they're all putting in thumb scanners. I mean, how long have I been screaming about that?
Well, it's sponsored by the Lions Club.
See, there you go.
Putting on at a church. So I've been calling everybody.
Maybe we can get our microchips at the church.
Yeah.
And have a little idol of the world leader in there and worship him.
Oh, but the first person I called said, you need help. You know, I said, well, I'm very informed, and all the information I'm giving them is documented by this talk show host and Shortwave Radio, and I gave one your name.
Yeah, well, all they have to have is an optometrist there to look at the eyes. What are they saying?
That's what I said.
Oh, we scan their eyes and send it off to a place, and then I said it was the Masons, and you said Lions Club.
It's the Lions Club, but I called some of the council members of the church, and some belong to them as
well. Well, all over the place they have that retina scan, and admit it's for a database.
So I just... I said that this is documented information. It's just not well known.
Well, thousands of school districts have thumb scanners to get lunches. No cash allowed. I mean, this is everywhere.
Yes. Uh-huh.
No, they'll laugh at it until it's put it in the grocery store, and then they'll go, well, I'm all for it then. Thanks for the call.
Yes, thank
you. Thank you. Let's talk to Mark in Missouri. Mark, go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hello, sir.
How are you today?
Good.
Enjoy listening to you. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
I'm coming down to see your showing on the 8th.
Oh, good. Did you get tickets?
I got tickets.
Well, that was smart, because it's sold out now.
I got a couple of the last ones, I guess. Just was wondering, will you have any of your videos and things there?
I will have all of my documentaries, a bunch of other titles we carry, T-shirts, everything at all three of these events. And now, because the third event even sold out next Wednesday, we're going to have another event the next Thursday, June 16th, 7:30 p.m., Alamo Draft House, South Lamar.
Will it be possible, as far as I'm coming, to speak to you at all?
Well, yes, sir, but if you try to speak to me when there's 250 people out there in the hallway, good luck. Because everybody will be like, I need to take you for coffee. Come eat with me right now. I've got to tell you about the New World Order. Here's a document. My brother's, in the military, gave me these photos. And I'll be looking at photos of troops and black masks and camps. And they took my children. Help me. You know, I mean, it's kind of, because, I mean, the majority of the crowd isn't like that. But there'll be like 20 people that literally will start fighting with each other. And again, I'm just telling you what happens. And so... I'll be out there before the film, and I'll take question and answers, and I'll be there a little bit after, but, I mean, just good luck trying to talk to me.
Okay.
It's pretty ridiculous. I mean, I look like let me think of the analogy, a T-bone steak with a bunch of, hound dogs after me.
Yeah. Well, mainly the question is, you often talk about, and you just talked about on a couple of calls ago, about getting more involved in the state and local government level fights and so forth. How do we know how to get involved in that where we can be most the most help?
You'll probably have a county water board, and they're busy trying to grab the water, jack up prices, run scams. Most of them are a mafia system, and you got a bunch of ignorant people on the board that don't even know, and the water board manager tells them what to do. So you learn, say, about water policy and the scams. You act all friendly, run for it, get elected, because nobody probably will even run for it, and then start raising cane. There's an example. You infiltrate the local NRA, show them all the NRA documents with their anti-gun, show them where they're arguing against the Second Amendment in court, and then you break off that group and take those members and start your own local Second Amendment group. You can start a land rights group. You can run for city council. Though I suggest getting into there's a lot of powerful boards and a lot of powerful committees that no one even runs for. You'll be running against, and frankly, this is a war. I'm not saying a lot of your constituents say, hey, you just want to bring better service and do what's right for the people. Leave it at that, or they'll really target you. They might even try to co-opt you and go, yes, I mean, this is like spy work. And then just get in and go, I'm a patriot! Ha-ha! You're in trouble! Okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right, thank you. Or if you're really strategic, get on and just be somewhat patriotic and sabotage what you can when they're trying to hurt freedom, and then start stacking the waterboard with your people. We'll be right back.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes, volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
How come every time you need to fill up your tank, you discover gas prices have gone up again? It's not only frustrating, but it's costing you big bucks at the pump. Is there hope in sight? Well, the solution is here. It's time for System 48 Plus. System 48 Plus has been proven to not only save you gas by up to 5 miles per gallon guaranteed, but System 48 Plus has also been shown to increase engine performance, compression, and horsepower with one easy application to the oil of your car's engine. It works great with regular or synthetic oils, and even has the strength for a heavy-duty diesel engine. System 48 Plus cleans the engine walls, then sticks to the engine's internal components to prevent metal-to-metal wear and friction on your engine, saving you trips to the pump and to the auto repair center. The way this product performs, you'd expect to pay over $100. But order today and you'll receive System 48 Plus for only $24.95 plus shipping and handling. Save your sanity and your money by calling and ordering your System 48 Plus today for only $24.95 by calling toll-free 866-305-0064. That's toll-free 866-305-0064. Or visit system48.net.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
What I was describing earlier is what the globalists have done. About 110 years ago or so, the big robber barons, the railroad, would literally go get their sheriff put in, their city council put in over cities. They would run them covertly, stack the deck, and then really start raping the people. Then get the taxes expanded and the taxes paid basically right into their coffers. Biggest business the bankers ever found was controlling government. And really, I mean, what we do is like force multiplication that the special forces engage in. You know, our special forces, they would just put them in behind enemy lines. They would train the indigenous people, train them as spies, train them as combatants, motivate them. And that's all I do is I try to educate you, get you to wake up. You help wake me up many cases. I learn things from you, get you involved. And whatever your skills are, I mean, just people in government leak stuff all the time. That really hurts the globalist. I think most people in government are probably on our side more than a lot of other citizens because they know what's going on. I mean, look, folks, we're winning this thing. I mean, I got to tell you the truth here. The enemy is in deep trouble. The parasites that want to use this country as their war machine, as their juggernaut, their people are, you know, laughed at us 10 years ago. They're not laughing anymore. Everything we said came true, and they're paying attention. And they love their children, too. So this isn't a game. There's not that many of them on the other side, and we're going to defeat them. What there are, though, is a lot of useful idiots that make money off the system who don't know the details of it. They just know to defend it. And that's one of our biggest problems. So we got to wake those guys up. Let's just keep going with the calls on this Friday Open Line Edition. I guess up next here would be Walt in Kansas City, then Mike, Richard, Elias, and others. Go ahead, Walt.
Well, God bless you, Alex. You're sounding real good, buddy.
Well, thank you, my friend.
I'll tell you what, I want to give you an update on something you mentioned a while back, and I've heard you mention it time and time again, the Doom game. My son is playing it presently on the computer. Levels 31 and 32 actually have Nazi stuff in it, and he gets to kill them, so I said, ooh, I love it. But, you know, anyway, to make a long story short, I want to give you an update on the car show swap meet thing we had here.
Yes.
And out of about 65 tapes, I left the place with one. We gave all of them away, and my son, who's 13 now, was very institutional in helping them go because he's seen every one of them, and he knows what the truth is. He knows what these pieces of garbage are up to, and he was very institutional in helping them move.
What about, so you're there force multiplying right there on the ground, still serving your country, Walt. I've had a chance to meet Walt. He's handed out thousands of my videos. What about your son that was in Iraq? Has he gotten back yet?
No, but he did tell me that a friend of his did get his leg blown off and was discharged in Germany, and he is furious. He said, I've got a year and a half left. And yes, he had to pay his own way back, the guy that was discharged, and he is furious. He said, I've got a year and a half left. And he's a good Christian, but he said four-letter word to government.
And your son doesn't normally talk like that, does he?
No, he doesn't. Like I said, he's a good Christian. His father-in-law is a preacher at a non-501c3 church, by the way. And you know what his father-in-law told me?
Huh.
After finding out what I was doing, handing out the videos and telling everybody, he said, and everybody needs to hear this, that you've either got God in your church or the government. If you're a 501c3 church, you will not have God in that church. Because there's no room for God because you've allowed the government to come in.
Render unto Caesar what is Caesar's and to God what is God's. And believe me, the Bible's very strict on having state-run religion.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But anyway...
So now for those who don't know, this is mainstream news. It's in a newspaper here, a newspaper there. If you die on the helicopter being flown out, you weren't killed in combat.
There you go.
If your leg is blown off, or both your arms and legs, there's people who are quad amputees. I mean, over, folks. Sometimes they even lose their eyes. I mean, they're just literal hell on earth. And they get them to Germany, they discharge them, and the families have to fly there. They put out, you know, things at the store to put dimes and nickels in. The family has to get there, put them on the plane, fly them back. When the troops die, they won't even dispatch the regular army to give them a proper burial. They have to get locals to come and do it. It's disgusting, sir.
Yes, it is.
Hey,
Alex, if you'll hold me, I'd like to say something else.
You got to do it quick, Walt, because I got loaded phones here, and I promise to spend a few minutes with each caller.
All right.
So I'm going to give you 45 seconds on the other side. I want to take the rest of these calls and cover some news here. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv are the websites. Yeah, you support the troops. Take those stupid stickers off your cars and really support them.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Valentine, and I want to tell you about the Sacro Wedgie. I don't endorse many products, but I'm endorsing this one. If you've got back pain, sciatica, hip pain, leg pain, knee pain, then you need to listen very closely to this message. For more than 10 years now, the Sacro Wedgie has helped thousands find relief from the symptoms and pain of back problems. Now, all you have to do is go to their website. You can read the testimonials and read all about it. On the internet, it is sacrowedgie.com. 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 Or you can use the toll-free number, 1-800-737-9295. That's 737-9295. Call them. It's only $29.95, and it really works.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Over 2 years ago, they invaded Iraq. They staged troops there 6 months before. So people have been in country and in the region for 3 years. They let them come home for maybe 2 weeks a year, and they rotate them right back into combat. Never been done before. Not in World War II, not in Vietnam. Only volunteers would do that. And even the toughest men had trouble after two tours. This is some of the hardest fighting you can imagine, house to house. I mean, I wasn't in the military. I've had a lot of friends and family that were. And in the past, if they were going to raid something, I mean, it was one village a day. And that was very stressful, life and death. Imagine having to raid 50, 60 houses, two or three villages, and doing that 5 days a week. And imagine getting your arm blown off, your eyes blown out, your legs blown off, and then being told, all right, we're discharging you, get out, pay for your own ticket home. Alex, you don't support the troops. Support the troops means not caring about them and just worshiping government. Now, shut up. All right, Walt, finish up fast.
Yeah, real quick. My son was one that was institutional in taking all that million of pieces of heavy military hardware over and burying it in Kuwait. And when it was time to re-up, I told him no. No, I said, not only no, George, but hell no. I said, what do you think you took all that stuff over there for? I said, they didn't need a place to park it. That was in December of 2000. Remember that I told you about that?
Yes.
Also, I don't have one of these stupid stickers that says I support our troops on the back of my big diesel pickup. I've got it written in white shoe polish because I'm also involved in drag racing, and that's how we have to put our times on our vehicles and so on. It says, God bless our troops, because a little stupid sticker won't do. And I kept the yellow ribbons on there, even though George is home, because we have a whole bunch of guys yet that we need to get home. Alex, God bless you, buddy.
All right, thanks a
lot. You're doing great work.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Well, again, I always flew an American flag outside my house, and I was the weirdo. You know, they had news articles. These people that have lots of American flags, watch them, Bill Clinton's people were saying. Ooh, they're so evil. And then 9/11 happened, and flying a flag then meant you worship the government, you worship the lies, you're going along with the propaganda, and that flag went down. And it's just that simple. And I told my wife, I said, no, we're not burning candles out there for the dead, because those dead are going to be used for a fraud. And I said, it's all part of mass mind control. I am sad for the dead. But this is, again, mass brainwashing, the national news saying, go burn candles out front the house. She kind of got mad at me, but a month later she got it. She's real smart. Because, I won't let them expropriate our sacred symbols. I love the American flag. I love what it symbolizes. But I don't worship the flag. It symbolizes my Bill of Rights and Constitution, my Declaration of Independence. And when they expropriate my flag, if you stick that on your car now, it means to people you're buying the fraud. Now, until we take that flag back, and until the government starts calling it bad again, I'm not flying it. As soon as they say it's bad again, I'll put it up. That's when it means you're a patriot. I mean, I do fly a flag on 4th of July and stuff, but that's different. Memorial Day. I do not fly it 24/7, you know, out there with dead bugs all over it like all these other people do. And it's just, it's really simple. It's really simple. I do not worship the American flag. You know, it's not some blood and soil cult here. All right, let's go ahead and take a couple more calls here. And this will be it for calls, so I want to hit some news. Let's go quickly. Mike in Illinois. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Pretty good, compadre. How you doing?
I'm good. Hey, listen, I want to ask you if you've ever heard of a book called Thieves in the Temple.
Yeah, that's a book written about the Federal Reserve.
Yeah, it's a great book. I got it a couple weeks ago. I just finished reading it.
We've had Andre Eggleston on.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, you have to excuse my ignorance because I've been traveling, Alex. I've never been able to listen
that's
to you
okay.
for like the last 3 weeks.
I wasn't saying you were ignorant.
But anyway, it's a fantastic book. And Alex, I just want to ask you, after reading the book, and it's enlightened me in a lot of areas too. I mean, wouldn't you say that the private bankers, the Bank of England, all this that started is really the massive part of the New World Order? I mean, when you really think about it, when people say, "What is the New World Order?" When you think about it, the Freemasons and all this entity of private bankers, and when you look at what's happening in our country of, just these giant corporations, it's all corporate money that's running the country and printing money out of nothing. And wouldn't you say, Alex, in a nutshell, that is pretty much the New World Order, aside from the dastardly things they do to people? It's just a few thousand people, as you've always said before in your shows, that are really running this whole show.
Well, it's a few hundred that give the orders, it's a few thousand that know the full picture, and it's a few million that enforce it, and you're absolutely right. Thanks for the call, Mike. Let me just briefly comment on this. The richest, most powerful person in the world is Queen Elizabeth. She owns two of the major TV production companies, that is one of her sons, her youngest son, that puts out all the hit pieces on their own family. That says they don't have any money, that says they're a joke, that says they're pathetic. It's ridiculous. They learned to go behind the scenes, to act like they're just figureheads. The Queen of England owns about 40% of Canada. She owns over half of Australia. She owns much of New Zealand. She owns large shares in De Beers with the Oppenheimers, with the Diamonds. She owns a large portion of BP and other major oil companies. She did own Burger King until 2002. They sold it back to an American company, but then she owns a lot of stock in that front group. I mean, just thousands of companies. Her bank, she owns a lot of the Bank of England. And then you've got her cousins, the Dutch royal family. They're all, it's admitted, they're all intermarried. They are a German family, the Saxe-Coburg-Gothas. And they started the Royal Israelite Movement. They say that they are the Aryans, that they are the true Jews, the lost tribe. And then their ADL-controlled system then says when people in this country go join that, that they're evil and need to be arrested. But then openly in her coronation, she's sworn in on supposedly the stone where Abraham almost sacrificed his son. And in the in the coronation, they declare her a royal Israelite. I mean, this is some weird stuff, folks. And it's amazing. And it's the same story over and over and over and over and over again. And so you've got a bunch of Germanic royalty that is at the very top pinnacle. You know, Prince Bernhard of the Netherlands, founder of the Bilderberg Group, SS colonel. The Duke, during World War II, was going to be king, had to advocate because he ran to Nazi Germany and barely got out and worshipped Hitler, and there's all the film footage and all that of him. And it's the same crew. Then around them, they have a crew of Masons and Zionists that work for them. And that's meant to confuse people. So as soon as you go, it's the Zionists, or they go, oh, that means the Jews, or as soon as you say it's this group or that group, they want you to do that because then they can balkanize groups and then demonize anybody that talks about it. I've got Zionist documents that are public, published in books they've written. Oh, we love it when they say things against Jews. Oh, we love it when they go after Jews. Because then all these dumb Jews, that's what the Zionists call, all these porch Jews, horrible terms they have for them. They're so horrible. Then they come begging to us. And then, of course, they funded Hitler and had meetings with him. And one of his chief propagandists under Goebbels was Jewish. Hitler was a quarter Jewish. But again, it isn't real Jews, folks. These are they're what you'd call Arabs, a mix of Arabs and Central and Eastern Europeans. And they hate. They absolutely hate Jews, real Jews. They absolutely are sworn to destroy them, and they've got a dictatorship in Israel. And then all these fools, they think they're getting something over on the globalists. They think they're telling you the big secret. They think they've really done something when they go into these endless harangues against Jews. And these endless harangues, and you track back who controls the white supremacist groups? Government. You look at who controls the Mexican supremacists? The government. Celia Castillo, from all his internal intelligence, yes, the U.S. is going to take over Mexico through the global system. And through the La Reconquistas, they're filling Mexicans full of pride. They're taking over America when really they're going to enslave their own country. See, it's very sophisticated. Very, very serious. I mean you got to play chess and not checkers here. And look, the devil is real. This is how I ended the show yesterday. The devil is real. Evil is real. And every prophet that came was there to rebuke evil people in control of Israel. Moses threw down the tablets, and, God destroyed those who were worshiping the golden calf. I mean, was he anti-Semitic? No. The devil always targets the chosen people. And so he takes over their leaders, and he puts counterfeits in. And Christ came, and we're all now his chosen people, and he's waging war on Christians. They don't care if you're Buddhist or Hindu or Muslim, the globalist. It's Christians. All these leftists, they don't care about other religions, but they will hiss over Christians. I don't mean the phony, counterfeit neocon Christians, that are being bought. But now the neocons say, worship Israel, always do what is in, quote, their interest, or you're going to hell. Well, wait a minute. You've got this group of atheistic Zionists who are really Luciferian running Israel, who supported Hitler, who hold the Jews as much captive as they do the Palestinians, who know exactly what they're doing, and shouldn't we speak out against them? I mean, if all the prophets came, if Christ came to speak out against the tiny minority that had enslaved God's people who were working with Rome, I mean, it all makes perfect sense. So, do I stand with Moses, who threw the tablets down on that group of Jews? Absolutely. Are Jews bad? No, they're not. This is the people that God gave his covenant. I mean, it's incredible. So they want to confuse that issue. They want us all fighting with each other. But I can deprogram a Reconquista like that. I can deprogram a racist black like that. I can deprogram a lot of white supremacists. I explain how they're being manipulated, how it's part of the larger paradigm, and they understand. And that doesn't mean that, you know, Mexicans don't have a reason to dislike whites because whites have been mean to them, but that's a minority of whites. That doesn't mean that I can't see why white supremacists want to circle the wagons primitively against groups that don't like them, but that's not all the blacks and Hispanics that hate them. Now, I understand how this happens. I'm not even judging these groups. I'm just telling you that you're wrong. And if you want to defeat the Saxe-Coburg-Gothas and the Germanic death cult, and please don't email me saying I hate Germanic peoples now. You know, it's like when I was criticizing the communist Chinese during Clinton's era. Oh, I didn't like Asians. Please. I mean, I am Alsatian, and which is German, French, and German on both sides of my mother's family. And I'm English, and I'm, you know, Welsh, and Irish, and Scotch, Scottish. I mean, I'm just a good old Heinz 57, even a little bit of Native American. So I certainly don't hate white Europeans. I think white Europeans are a marvelous group of people that have contributed so much to society, so stoic, have so many attributes, and other variations of the human species have a lot to offer, too. And so I have pride that I am an Anglo-Saxon. I have pride that I am proud of being white. And I expect you to be proud of being black. And I expect you to be proud of being Hispanic. But most Hispanics don't even know what that means. You're a Native American Spanish mix. A lot of German, a lot of Portuguese in there. You don't even know who you are. And most Jews don't know who they are. The Jews, when the Romans came into Germania, they came in. They've been there ever since. They're totally inbred with the Germanic tribes. Most of these so-called Jews don't even have a thimble of Semitic blood from the Middle East in them. And the dominant little sect, again, are Khazarian. They're not even Jews, people. And I'm sick of it. People don't even, those that don't know the past are doomed to repeat it. And I really am sick of people helping the New World Order. I am tired of this orgy of Jew bashing. It is pointless. It is hurtful. So many good Jewish people listen to that and get turned off. So many other people hear that and are turned off. It is, you are helping. I have their handbooks. It's published. It's public. They love it. The globalists love it. The Saxe-Coburg-Gothas absolutely love it. And they've been scapegoating Jews for so long. That is, the Zionist top Jews and the Germanic death cults have been scapegoating Jews every time that European peoples were abused. And it is a very sophisticated system we're dealing with. Israel is a drug-dealing, child-kidnapping cesspool of evil. So is Saudi Arabia. I mean, frankly, I think Saudi Arabia's got it over Israel. They're even worse. Do you know what they do? Let's talk about Saudi Arabia a little bit. I mean, all these countries are run by evil people. That's what the Bible says. The devil's got his people in power. But because Ariel Sharon is a gigantic hobgoblin, doesn't mean that Jews are bad. Just because he radiates evil, doesn't mean that Jews are bad. And, man, it just drives me up the wall because you're helping the New World Order. Let's talk to Richard in Ohio. Richard, go ahead.
Yes, I was calling in about the lady who called in last Friday, the Hispanic lady. She was complaining about white people being racist.
She said, I can't trust any white people. I don't want to kill you, but short of that, you're pretty bad.
Yes, I didn't know if you caught that or not, but she was talking so fast, I was wondering if you caught that.
I don't know if we should kill all of you, because I was on TV going, well, you say you want to cut all our, Mecha has rallies with pictures of white people's heads cut off, and it's disgusting. And she was like, well, I don't know if I want to kill you.
Yes, he said, I don't want to have to kill you or something. I didn't know if you caught that. She was talking so fast. Nobody.
Sir, my wife speaks Spanish, and we listen to Mexican radio. They got a channel here in Austin called The Invasion. Go ahead.
Yes, but she didn't even sound like she had an Hispanic accent. Me. So I was just wondering if she was really...
Well, it just shows how... it shows how these groups don't even know how tribal and racist they are. I was just talking about that. She's telling me I'm probably a racist while she's saying she doesn't trust any white people.
Yeah, she'll probably never call back in on the show. But
the woman's at least half white.
Yeah.
You know, that's something I'll never get. You'll have a black guy who might be an eighth black. He calls himself black. I mean, it's just ridiculous. I mean, most people don't even know who they are. I go back to that. Thanks for the call. I'll talk to Elias in Michigan, and that's it. I'll hit a few final news articles here. Always great taking masses of calls. You don't know who you are, do you? Well, you better find out. We'll be right back.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Let's talk to Elias in Michigan, our tail gunner. Go ahead, Elias.
Oh, my gosh, I finally got here. Okay, I only have a little thing, and I hope your caller, what was his name, Chris?
Yeah.
who you were talking about, he wanted proof.
The man
wants proof.
Yeah, the baby wants proof.
He wants the smoking gun. Okay, I got a little quote. He said he accepted that Hitler burned the Reichstag. Well, a comparable quote here is that the Reichstag was burned by nobody who knows who did it. There was no proof. There's no proof that Hitler or his minions burned the Reichstag.
Well, Nazi...
So Chris accepted from you when you mentioned that he accepted that Hitler did burn the Reichstag, but
well,
there is no proof.
Respectfully, Elias, you got to call back in next week so we have more time.
Well, I heard him say that. That's what brought it to me.
But, sir,
because there is no proof.
Sir,
of course, there is. There will never be any proof,
sir,
of these things that these people do. There's no proof that Nero burned Rome. But does he accept that? I hope he's listening.
Well, actually,
because,
sir,
of course, there is no proof of these things. There will never be any proof that this government destroyed the WTC. There'll never be any proof.
Even when the owner says he blew it up. Thanks for the call. Look, I got to say this, Elias. I appreciate it. So you're not really debating that. I mean, I'm not saying everything in the encyclopedia is true, but the encyclopedia says he did. No, they got the Nazi documents. Hermann Göring was there on site. Witnesses saw that the SA running around and they're setting the fires, and they grabbed a retarded individual, a homeless person, and tried to blame him for it and couldn't even convict him of it. So, yes, Hitler did burn his Reichstag, and they got the Nazi documents, and later German soldiers talked about it, killing Poles, dressing them up in German outfits, and saying the Poles had killed them at the radio relay system. So that's all documented, and that, yes, that's true, and they did it, okay? Oh, my goodness, what a wild broadcast today. Open door on the Patriot Act, San Francisco Chronicle, with all the recent filibustered hype in the Senate Intelligence Committee, had hoped to quietly retreat to a closed-door session to mark up and expand the so-called Patriot Act. The heated nuclear option debate thwarted the plan, but the committee members quickly rescheduled the secretive meeting that was held on May 26, where it ended without consensus. On Tuesday, the committee plans to continue its closed-door session, and with the filibuster out of the way, the issue must get the public scrutiny it deserves. Very serious. That's coming up. Radical expansion of that. Then there's this, Sensenbrenner, snitch or go to jail bill, and it's H.R. 1528. If you don't tattle on somebody you think may be using drugs, years in prison and massive, gigantic fines, it's in the bill. The total East German Stasi society. Israeli troops admit an eye for an eye killings report. If somebody kills an Israeli soldier, they just go out and kill somebody else. Doesn't matter if they're innocent or not. The Nazis did that, too. It's wrong when they did it. It's wrong when Israel does it. Judge is ordering a release of Abu Ghraib videos and photos. This is out of the Associated Press. A judge has ordered the government to release the videos from Abu Ghraib prison and dozens of photographs from the same collection and photos touched on by Iraqi prisoner abuse scandal a year ago. Dozens of photos? They said there were thousands of photos and hundreds of videos. So look for that to be a whitewash. Oh, I am just flat out of time. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central, and I'll see you down there at the Alamo Draft House. Sold out this week, sold out next week. So we're having another showing, June 16th, 7:30 p.m., Thursday, June 16th, the Alamo Draft House, South Lamar, another showing. I hope to see you out there. If you want hard copies of any of my films, go to InfoWars.com, peruse the Safe Secure Shopping Cart, watch clips, read about them, or call toll-free. They can answer all your questions and take your order. 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Or watch all the films online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. I love you all. We're all human beings. We all deserve liberty and freedom, and we should all love our children. So let's fight the dehumanizing New World Order. Let's get out there and take them on. Have a great weekend. God bless you all.